best thing I can say about this movie is that it wasn't Rambo versus werewolves.
Which, dude, do you remember that? That was actually rumored. I remember there were rumors when they first announced the movie and they released the first official pick. There was like rumors throughout the film community that he was going to be fighting like something supernatural in the forest.
The Epic Film Guys Podcast.
Are you ready for vengeance? Are you ready for blood, gore, guts, and revenge?
Well, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you out there to a very special Epic Film Guys mini-sode review of Rambo Last Blood. I am your host, Justin. You haven't heard me in a while. I've been traveling around Italy and drinking a lot of boring lagers for the past couple weeks, but I am joined by none other than the god of podcasting himself, the Loisos.
Hello there, Justin. Thank you so much for having me on. I know you're going to yell at me for saying thank you again, but thank you. It's an honor.
You're just too damn polite. I mean, we are reviewing a fucking Rambo movie after all. This is a movie, Brian, where, I mean, a million dudes get blown to bits and stabbed and get their heads cut off and shot with arrows and everything. I mean, you think you could be a little bit more manly and less polite?
Well, you know, even just talking about Rambo gets my testosterone up, so I'm ready. Let's do it.
And it damn well should. America, fuck yeah. I mean, you got to think about the history of this character. While I was in Italy, I'm not going to go too deep into the trip. When I actually get back to a main episode, I'll go in depth about all of my adventures. But there was an instance when I was sitting on a train and I was traveling, I believe, from Florence to Rome or something like that. And I looked up on a little mini TV screen and I saw an ad for Rambo. And I was like, oh man, I'm going to try to catch that while I'm over here. Unfortunately, it didn't open in Italy until the 26th, and I was going to be back home by then. And I was so, so bummed that I was going to miss opening night for Rambo Last Blood. I mean, Stallone, if anyone out there listens to the show, if you're already a normal listener of the show, you know how much I love Stallone. And if you're new to the show, well, you're going to learn it pretty fucking quick. So I was heavily anticipating this. Saucy, this is coming exactly 11 years after the last time we saw John Rambo up on the big screen with 2008's Rambo. So, I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen him, you know, grab that bow and arrow and kick some ass. We've seen him back as Rocky Balboa twice since then. But a lot of fans have been heavily anticipating this movie, even though, unfortunately, not many of them are going out to see it, considering its current box office. But were you anticipating this movie at all?
I was. I mean, I think that John Rambo is one of the quintessential action hero characters. I mean, this is nearly 40 years after the character first hit the screen in First Blood. And to have this kind of be the final chapter of the character, kind of closing the door on the character, was intriguing to me, even though I feel like the 2008 Rambo kind of was the perfect encapsulation of the character and kind of gave him a proper farewell. I'm always eager to see Sylvester Stallone in action, so I was anticipating it, maybe not as highly as you were, but yeah.
Yeah, so here we are. So this is just going to be a very brief mini-sode review. Nick hasn't seen any of the Rambo movies, and we don't know where he is. Apparently, he's off writing a secret script right now that he didn't tell any of us about. So we're doing this solo, baby. But I gotta get my feet wet again. I gotta get used to doing this movie review thing again. So I'm actually drinking a little bit of a beer. I know you're going sober on this round, but if any of you are interested, Loisos and I did, I believe last year it was, a full top 10 Sylvester Stallone flicks episode. It's episode 186. So if you're interested, if you like what you're hearing here, and you want to hear us talk more about Sly Stallone, check out episode 186 of the EFG podcast.
And you may hear a Rambo movie or two in that episode.
You definitely will, because you can't talk about Stallone's best movies without talking about Rambo. I mean, let's face it. He is Rambo. He is Rocky. I mean, that's basically, what he's known for and, of course, what he's best at. So that's why he's back again, you know, trying to count those box office proceeds here again with another sequel. But Loisos, for those uninitiated, for those that aren't aware of what Last Blood is all about, tell our listeners.
Well, this time we follow the Vietnam War veteran as he travels across the border to Mexico to save his friend's daughter, brother's daughter, adopted daughter. It's not really made very clear, or maybe it is, and we were just, you know, drinking in the theater and we didn't pay attention.
That's totally possible, yes.
But anyway, she has been kidnapped by this cartel, and he's going to go retrieve her, basically. Things don't go exactly as planned. We see Rambo actually kind of get his ass kicked at one point, and so things kind of go south from there. And this leads Rambo to set up an elaborate system of booby traps and murder as many human beings as he possibly can in the most violent nature possible. So that's what Last Blood is all about, really. There's not really much to talk about in terms of plot. That's the long and short of it, though.
Yeah, I mean, or I should say lack thereof when it comes to plot. But, you know, I'm just going to jump off right off the bat with my initial thoughts on the movie. And unfortunately, Saucy, they're pretty mixed. I mean, you said very perfectly at the opening of this review that John Rambo, his story was perfectly ended with the 2008 film, which I thought was a fantastic film. Honestly, as a movie, I think that the 2008 Rambo film is probably the best, right up next to the original. I love Rambo too. I mean, I love First Blood Part 2, but I mean, I think as a movie, as far as character and story and performances, I mean, Rambo 2, First Blood Part 2 is literally like the quintessential...
We need to talk about the titles, because it's like First Blood, Rambo, First Blood Part 2.
Yeah, that's why
Rambo
I'm getting
Rambo 3,
off.
Yeah. Rambo, and now Rambo Last Blood. So it's like the sequel titling is almost as convoluted as the Fast and the Furious franchise.
But Rambo 2 is... Whatever the fuck, I'm just going to call it Rambo 2. It's one of the most... It's the quintessential 80s action movie. It's right up there with Commando. I mean, that's how you envision Rambo.
It's very cartoonish. It's very... I mean, you think about 80s action movie and you think about, you know, greased up, you know, action hero explosions, you know. It's very kind of the model 80s action movie, even though... Because the first one, I kind of look at this series as like the Death Wish series, where it's like the first one is very somber, very provocative exploration of human nature, and then the sequels just go increasingly ridiculous from there. I also thought that the 2008 Rambo kind of brought back the character to that gritty nature. And this movie, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I feel like this movie is kind of like the Death Wish 5 of the franchise, unfortunately.
See, I think you stole that from me, because that's the first thing I fucking said to you as soon as we walked out of the theater. I'm like, well, you know, this is the fifth movie in the franchise, and it's just like Death Wish 5. You know, to explain to our audience that are unaware of Death Wish 5, I mean, it's an aged action star who's coming back to a character that he was made famous for many years before with many previous sequels that were successful, and trying to break the bank again, trying to make money off of it again because it has that brand recognition. Now, I don't know if you felt this way or not, but for me, this movie felt like it started out on paper as a Taken ripoff for Stallone. Like, they brought this to him like, hey, this is an idea. Everyone else has done their Taken movie. Yeah, even Sean Penn did a fucking Taken ripoff. I mean, literally everybody. And considering that Stallone's movies, unless he's in another Creed, don't go into the big screen anymore. They're all straight to video. Hello, like Escape Plan 2 and 3, and that weird fucking movie that he did with Matthew Modine where he's like not even top billed. You know, his movies are not... They're not big budget anymore. They're not hitting the big screen. I felt like the movie on paper was something else. And then they were like, well, hey, what's a brand that has recognition that can put asses in seats? Rambo. You know, that's just how I feel, because the movie starts off as like another Taken. And then the end is totally Rambo. So I feel like it has some identity crisis there in between it. the character is there in parts, but I feel like out of all of the movies, this is the one where you don't see him 100% throughout the entire thing. And I'm going to go on a limb and say it right off the bat. I think that the movie at the end is the movie that I really wanted and hoped for. And I think that's a fantastic movie, but the movie that I had to watch to get there, was an extreme bore. I thought that it was, very poorly put together in a lot of ways. I see where they were trying to go, but unfortunately, it just didn't work overall. And obviously, we're so used to seeing the character of Rambo in a jungle setting or in a desert or somewhere. Obviously, he's in Mexico. They're dealing with the cartel. You know, the movie opens up. He's on his ranch. So we're seeing him in a different environment. So that automatically makes us feel differently about the character. Maybe he's not the same character he was before.
I'm all for things that are different. I like the fact that we're seeing Rambo in a different locale than we normally do. But that just kind of confirms my suspicions that this did not start out as a Rambo movie. It's clear to me from watching it that this was a script that was retroactively... retrofitted to be a Rambo movie. And that's why it feels like there's very little attempt to make the character feel like Rambo. I mean, he has one scene where he's kind of experiencing PTSD at the beginning. But I feel like there was very little effort to make this like the proper final installment. Like, you look at a film like Logan, which this could kind of be compared to, but Logan really dived deep into the psychology of the character. I think that's like the model that all franchises should look all franchises should look at Logan as like, this is the proper way for a character to bow out of a franchise. And to me, this is so not it. It just kind of feels like a whimper rather than a bang, and it doesn't really add up to much, unfortunately.
It's exactly the analogy that I put in my head. I said this, the trailers looked like Logan, at least visually. And I said, this could be the Logan of the Rambo franchise. And that's what I was hoping for. I mean, it's called Last Blood, for fuck's sake. I mean, I get that you're always going to try to find a way to squeeze in another sequel. But for me as a fan, I'm like, we don't need to see this character anymore. Sure, I love to see Stallone, even at his age, still a badass old dude beating the shit out of bad guys and killing dudes, chopping their heads off. I mean, that's what I love seeing him do. That's what he does, and he does it very well. That's he's an action movie god. But I just wish that I saw it with a better movie, a better quality movie. And I think that he's fully capable of being in a better movie. He's fully capable of acting better than what I saw in this movie. We might as well get Stallone out of the way, because he's the centerpiece here, that we can get to the other actors and performances and characters here. But Brian, did you think he was on point as John Rambo? Did you see John Rambo throughout, or did you see him kind of, dip in and out of the character here?
Well, again, I feel like this could have been any character. Like, it could have just, Stallone didn't really seem to be playing a character. He just kind of was saying the lines as Sylvester Stallone. But maybe that's just the way the character was written, because again, like at the beginning of the movie, because Rambo has always been kind of like the stoic kind of silent type hero. And at the beginning, he's just he's almost like chatty, which I was not really expecting. But he's having like, I guess, cordial conversation with the housekeeper character.
Which apparently, I didn't know this. I forget the actress's name. Apparently, that actress was Oscar nominated at some point, which I wasn't aware of. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I was taking it as maybe the character is finally warmed up. I mean, it's been 10 years since he's been back, and maybe he's just tried to like gotten used to normal life. He's found, a surrogate daughter and family here at his parents' ranch, which I don't know if you know that. That's where they're at. I guess that the housekeeper was the housekeeper of his father's when he went back home. His dad was dead, and that's who was living in the house, and that's what he came back to. So that's his family's ranch, and I guess they just let them stay there. That's what the situation was.
Well, I think physically, I mean, and in all of the action sequences, Stallone is just, he's still amazing. I mean, he's 73, and he's still intimidating. There's one scene where he's intimidating this guy with ties to the cartel, and he's like towering over him, and it's really imposing. And so John Rambo can still be a scary dude. So, I mean, Stallone still got it in that department for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's what frustrates me the most, because other than the fact that I think he is definitely just like phoning it in parts in the opening, and some of that comes from the lack of chemistry between him and Yvette Monreal, who plays Gabrielle, who's supposed to be like his surrogate daughter in the film.
That's the other thing, too, like another comparison to Logan, that I feel like they barely spent time developing their relationship to make you invested, so that, you know, when she does get kidnapped, you don't really care all that much. Like, that's the movie does not do a good job in investing you in that relationship.
I agree with that. I also think that, and I hate to pinpoint someone that's bad in the movie. I just think that Yvette Monreal, who plays Gabrielle, just isn't that good of an actress, or at least in this case, she's not. Her performance is not very believable. She's okay in parts, but I feel like, especially in the scenes with Stallone, they just don't have a good chemistry. It comes off as extremely forced, and I don't know if that was done purposely, because they were like, oh, well, Rambo is this stoic guy who, you know, is not comfortable in his own shoes in relationships, obviously, because he hasn't had a real one in pretty much forever. Or if it was just lack of chemistry. And I think it really is the latter. I think it really was just that, you know, I mean, we all know that Stallone can still give a fantastic performance. The Creed movies prove that with the right director, he can still give more than just an action hero performance. He's great in dramatic roles. I mean, Copland is, it's a over 25 years ago, but I mean, it's still an example of that. And here, I was just a little bit disappointed in what I was seeing. I just really was hoping for more of a drama action movie. And I got to say, you know, the cartel in this movie is extremely demonized, as they should be, because the shit they're doing, they're basically sex trafficking in this movie. And we see their actions on screen, and we see that it's horrible. I mean, it's portrayed very realistically, and I thought that was very well done. However, the two brothers that I believe it's the Martinez brothers, Victor and Hugo Martinez, they're not built up at all. I mean, all of the other Rambo movies at least had like one centerpiece villain, or one thing that you could look at that was like, that was the bad guy. And these guys are the villains in this movie, but we barely see them. They're not threatening or intimidating at all.
They're very generic. They're generic Latino bad guys. Not much dimension there at all.
Zero dimension, I'd say.
Yeah, that's accurate. They're just there to be shot and stabbed, which, I guess we can talk about this now. The fact that the movie is very anticlimactic. It's hardly befitting of the character's legacy, but the action's pretty awesome.
No, and I mean, dude, go ahead. I'm going to gush all over this.
So, if you look at the movie as at face value, as okay, this is and kind of a generic 80s action movie where it's very straightforward. Again, hardly any plot or character development at all. It's very straight ahead action. And number two, it's unapologetically violent. The violence and the gore in this movie was to a level where I couldn't even believe it at some points. Like, because again, you see violent action movies nowadays, but it's very rarely portrayed as brutally as it is in this installment. We see people being beheaded, we see people being like, you know, blown apart. it's pretty amazing to watch as a fan of gruesome graphic violence. You know, I couldn't have asked for more. Actually, you know what? I could have asked for more of it scattered throughout, as opposed to it being backloaded into the last 30 minutes of the movie. But, you know, that's just,
it's more like the last 50 minutes, to be completely honest with you. I mean, and I get where they were trying to go with it. They're trying to have a good build up. I just wish that the first, you know, I'd say first third or first half of the movie was better. I just wish there was something there. I wish the relationship was believable. I wish that there was something there to pull me in. I wanted to feel that emotional connection to Rambo that I felt in all the previous movies. I mean, I literally, even as straightforward action movies as they've been, I've always felt that connection to that character. I grew up with Rambo. I mean, I remember sitting on a rainy day when I was 9 years old on my mom's bed and just laying there with her and watching First Blood for the first time, because she was a big Stallone fan. And that's what I was introduced to the character. Since then, it's been a very important character to me. And I just wish that he was given something better to do then. I mean, we saw him ride a horse at the beginning. Cool. You did some cool horse tricks, Stallone. That's cool to see you doing that. But I mean, like, when the action starts, though, dude, it's so good. And it's probably the best action that we've seen Stallone do in, I mean, I think it's even better than any of the Expendables movies that we've seen. I mean, in those movies, he's beating the shit out of people. He's fighting, you know, he's using martial arts as well. He's cutting arms off and stuff. But I mean, this is so gruesome and mean-spirited. So you said that perfectly. The problem that I'm having here is I love the fact that it's just like an 80s action movie. But at the same time, it's not. It's trying to have this emotional connection with the audience. It's trying to make you feel for this family unit, but it's not there. See, when I watch Death Wish 4, I know that Death Wish 4, in the beginning, someone related to Paul Kersey is going to die of a heroin overdose or get murdered or, you know, get raped and get shot on the sidewalk or something. And I'm already prepared for that. Then I'm like, okay, that's going to happen in the first 10 minutes. Then he's going to start killing bad guys. In this, that doesn't happen. So it's a mixed bag, but I'm telling you right now, this movie, for any fan of the action genre, any fan of Rambo, is going to love the action. The gore in this movie is amazing. Now, we're going to get into spoilers. I'm just going to say this right now. One of the Martinez brothers, he goes into the dude's house, he cuts his fucking head off, and as he's driving away at dusk, he drops the head out of the truck, and it rolls on the ground. And it's like, dude, they zoom in on that head getting dropped out of the truck. I mean, when do you ever see that in action movies anymore? Ever. Action movies, they're filled with action. They're filled with fighting and gunplay, but they're pretty, other than the John Wick movies, or maybe say Deadpool, I feel like they're pretty neutered today in comparison to what we see here.
Yeah, in comparison to Last Blood. Yeah, there were moments where I literally shouted, like, what? And like, I couldn't even believe they were going there, but they did. Yeah, if you're a fan of graphic violence, I heartily recommend Last Blood to you. I would recommend skipping the first 45 minutes.
I knew you were gonna say that.
stream the movie. Like I don't know if I would say see it in the theater, but stream the last. Yeah, stream the movie and fast forward to the last 45 minutes or so. Once you see Rambo pick up a hammer, that's where you can start playing the movie, because everything else is just so, it's trivial, it's pointless, really. I mean, this is, make no mistake, this is a pointless sequel. There's no reason for it to exist. There's no reason that Rambo 4 couldn't have been the last Rambo movie. I feel like this is just an excuse to cash in. And all of the setup to the violence is an excuse for the violence to happen. And I guess you could say that about any action movie, but, you know, some stakes would be nice. Some, like, character, like some emotion, some character dynamic. Instead, it's just, I don't know. It feels like it's there because it has to be there.
Well, like I said, I mean, even if there was a good villain there, if they gave you a good villain to hate, like, I hate what they were doing. I mean, they grabbed this Gabrielle character, and they take her and they start drugging her and using her for sex trafficking. And then she ends up, spoiler alert, dying. So Rambo goes in, he kills out all these bad guys with a hammer, which is an amazing sequence. I was like jumping up and down for joy in my seat. And then on the way home, she dies and the scene is very poorly handled. You don't feel very much emotion
at all
from anyone, Gab or Rambo in the scene. And then the next day, you know, when
it's weird,
the housekeeper finds out that she's dead, it's like, okay, see you later. Like, she gets in the truck and leaves, and there's, like, no emotion. Like, there's an awesome shot of him standing, like, he buried her, you know, in a grave or whatever, and it's like, okay, that's good. But then, like, they act like, okay, she's dead, now it's time for me to start making my booby traps to kill all those motherfuckers.
Yeah, they just wanted to get right to it. I could be wrong about this, but doesn't she die like while he's driving? Like she's in the passenger seat and he's driving.
Yep, she dies as he's trying to keep her awake.
Does he even stop the car or anything?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he pulls the car over. Yeah, he skids the car over. It's a very awkward looking shot too. It's not a very good shot. And he pulls over and then she dies. And then he's just got his head on the wheel.
You mentioned that too, because there are some like really awkward and bad sequences that are handled in this movie, but there are other moments that are just gorgeously shot and like it looks like a proper movie. Like, I mean, the script is as cheap as they come. Millennium Entertainment produced this, and they're known for their garbage, like direct-to-video action schlock movies.
Well, I mean, they produced all the Expendables movies as well, so
right, and those are action schlock as well. So that makes complete sense to me. But it just seems like the script is extraordinarily cheap. But there are times where it looks like the Logan-esque movie that I would.
Well, yeah,
what?
The opening. I remember when the film opened, I heard you say out loud, you're like, ooh, look at that. Like, you know, it's like, there are some great location shots. I'm not going to hate on the way the movie looks. And especially, like I said, when it gets down to it, where it counts, what you're going to see a Rambo movie for, the movie delivers. It's all the other stuff that doesn't. And that's what's frustrating. When you look at like a Rambo from 2008, that movie takes a while as well to get into it. I mean, we do see that gruesome, realistic, violent dance in the beginning where they make them run across the field and they blow them away in a very realistic and disturbing fashion. But Rambo doesn't come out of his shell and start killing people again until pretty much the end of the movie. But the characters are richer. They're better written. They feel more realistic. And you understand the Rambo character. And it feels like the Rambo character again. And it takes a while. It builds. And there's great tension there. It's a very well-made movie. I mean, the critics hated that one, too. Critics are shitting on this one. They shat on that one. It doesn't matter. These movies aren't really made for critics, but it was well done altogether. It was a good movie. And I feel like this movie could have been there with a little bit more work. Now, I know Stallone came out and said that 10 or 15 minutes was cut from the film. That's why we didn't see the scenes with him wearing the poncho and the cowboy hat like we saw those photos.
I feel like there must have been much more than 10 or 15 minutes because, like, I don't know. I look at the credits. There are 26 producers listed in the credits. I remember watching the... I'm pretty certain that number is accurate. I counted earlier, but
how precise of you.
well, because like there, I feel like there's just like so many cooks in the kitchen. I feel like this movie might've been at one point longer and richer and they just kind of cut it down to the bare bones of what it is. Cause again, there's like some awkward edits and like, I feel like again, Stallone, co-wrote the movie. So I feel shouldn't he have known to?
Well, you know what I think he did? I think you know what his writing credit probably was? I think they already had, like I said, this script on paper or this story on paper. He probably came in and added all the Rambo-esque parts to it and said, this is what you need to do to make it Rambo. And that's literally probably all that he, you know, just consulted on that.
That has to be it.
I mean, dude, I mean, you even hear the Rambo theme in there. I mean, like, dude. At the end of the day, it's still a Rambo movie. And I still think where it counts, it still feels like a Rambo movie. It's just a frustrating one. I wanted to love this movie so much, Brian. And the ending is so fucking amazing. Like, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm probably going to buy it. I'm probably going to buy it just so I could watch that ending because you don't see shit like that ever. And just to see Stallone, I mean, that's another awesome thing about this movie is we finally see him back to the way the character was in the first movie. And to an extent, the second movie, less in the third one, where he's setting up traps and he's in hiding and, you know, he's waiting for them. He's clever. He's a fucking former Green Beret, former trained killer in the military. You know, I mean, he won the fucking Purple Heart. It's like was awarded the Purple Heart. Now you don't win it, but he's that guy. And we see that at the end again. And I loved all that stuff. I mean, all the stuff you see in that Red Band trailer, it's like, that's the movie that I wanted to watch. And that's what you get at the end.
Yeah. It's pretty much just one scene after the other of Stallone just murdering people indiscriminately. And it's awesome. Like it is It is fun. Like when you're watching it, it's kind of like, again, like it's like a scene from a movie that like could be played at a party, except you wouldn't want to play this at a party because the guests would all leave halfway through.
I mean, dude, you would just say, hey, you want to watch an awesome part of a movie?
Yeah.
Just fast forward. And then like you said, perfectly, once he grabs the hammer, there's where you want to start. There's also another character, and I know we're going a little bit too long about this movie, but there's another character in this movie that I'm like, why are you in this movie? That Carmen Delgado character, who's like a journalist or something, who like after Rambo gets his ass handed to him, I mean, to be fair, he's an old man. They cite, hey, what are you doing here, you old man, or whatever.
Yeah.
He gets his ass beat while he tries to fight like 20 dudes. He gets beat up pretty bad. And then this journalist comes and like, takes care of him for 3 days because apparently her sister had been taken by the cartel and sex trafficked and got killed. And so that character's in the movie, but only for like 5 minutes collectively.
Yeah.
And just there to like help him find out more about the cartel. But at the same time, I'm like, this is fucking Rambo. He's like a trained, like killing machine, like expert fucking dude. This guy can find his way around to find these guys. He doesn't need some random woman to tell him. I mean, like, I don't know if there was supposed to be a romantic connection or anything there, but they had no chemistry either.
Yeah. I feel like that was a leftover from the other script that this movie obviously came from. She did not belong in the movie. She shows up a couple times and then she vanishes from the film, never to be seen again. So it's, again, it's like everything else with this movie that's not the action. It's worthless. Like,
you're totally right, man. But I mean, like I said, it does have some redeeming factors there. And I think that most fans, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of fans, a lot of people that are huge Stallone fans, a lot of people that are gigantic Rambo fans like myself that are just outright loving this movie. And I feel like they're going in for what they're looking for and they're getting it. And I feel like they're just not as concerned because when you get to that ending, it's such a great, bombastic, insane, explosive ending that they're like, fuck it, whatever. I don't even care about that. Should I just watch for, you know, the majority of this runtime, I'm totally cool just watching this. And, you know, that's what they're walking out on a high because of that. I don't know.
It makes sense to me. We already talked about some spoiler stuff, but do we want to talk about the way this movie ends?
Well, we might as well. Ladies and gentlemen, if you plan on watching this movie, you've already listened this far, but you don't want to know what the ending is, stop listening now.
Because people, I was curious, like, is Rambo going to die in this one?
Well, to make
it's
it short,
Last
Ryan,
Blood.
To make
it's
short
the final
sweet,
film in the franchise.
I think that he should have died. I mean, he gets wounded after killing like literally 100 bad guys. He's sitting on the porch of the house. He's lost everything again. I wanted it to be a symbolic moment for the character. And he's rocking in the rocking chair.
And this like random voiceover comes on where he's talking about like his life and how many of his friends have died. And I'm like, where did this come from? This voiceover.
We didn't need that. But I wanted to see him pass, and you could tell that they last minute changed their minds and said, let's have him riding off on the horse into the sunset, which is how it actually ends. So it's two endings. You think he's going to die unless they were trying to tease you or be like, oh, he's dead, but he's not. But it didn't work that way. It wasn't effective if that's what they're attempting to do. He ends up getting on the horse, riding off into the sunset. And then,
well, okay, so yeah, he sits on the porch and he's rocking in the rocking chair, and it is kind of a very like reflective moment where he's talking about his whole life, and he just is sitting there very peacefully, and then the credits start rolling, and interspersed in the credits are it's basically like a clip show of all of the memorable moments, greatest hits of the Rambo franchise.
Worst idea ever.
Not necessary, and it also shines a light on just like how inferior this movie is to all of those other ones. And then after the credits, before like the rolling credits, but like after the end titles, is when you see Rambo get up and get on the horse and ride off into the sunset. So it's awkwardly handled. I guess you could pretend that that doesn't happen, or you could kind of maybe say, oh, it's a metaphor for him riding off into the sunset. He's passed on. Like, he did die, but
I didn't even think of it that way, to be honest with you. We've seen that handled that way in other films as well, where it's more metaphorically, symbolic. Yeah. Which I'm totally cool with that. I mean, think about it. If you left a, there was one other guy in the theater that was watching it when we were, as soon as that the credits started rolling, he walked out. So to him, unless he was told otherwise, Rambo's probably dead.
Yeah.
You know, which for me, at least I'm like, if you're going to send him off, at least go all the way and do it. Would I mind another Rambo movie coming out with him killing hundreds of people? I mean, I guess not.
If Rambo, it was, Rambo Part 6, A New Beginning.
If
Rambo, no, Rambo Part 6, Rambo Lives.
I love, that's perfect. Oh my God, I need to make a fan poster for that, like right now. I mean, dude, if they got a better script in there and they had better characters, I mean, I understand where they were going with this. You can't have someone call him up and be like, Rambo, we need you for a mission. He's old. That's not going to happen. They needed to figure something out to have him still kicking ass.
But did they need to, though? Did they need to make this movie?
Of course they didn't need to. But me as a Stallone fan, I was happy to see this happen. I'm never going to say no to watching another Stallone movie unless it's another escape plan or something. Stop doing those, Sly. Just stop. I mean, he can get jobs. He's a writer, director, producer. Dude, he can make good movies. And honestly, I think this movie would have been better had he directed it. I mean, we've seen all the movies he directed, and they're all better than the ones that he doesn't typically that he's in. He directed 2008 Rambo, and that's a far superior movie to this. And we've been rambling on for too long, so let's get with final thoughts. I want to get your final thoughts and your rating, and then you'll pop it over to me, and I'll give my last breath on the matter.
Well, like I said, as an enthusiast of graphic bloody violence, I enjoyed the last, I guess I'll say 45 minutes of this movie. The rest of it is almost perfunctory. Like, you can literally skip the first half of the movie and not really miss a whole lot because it feels very paint by numbers and the whole movie feels like an excuse for Stallone to kick ass. That might be enough for most people, or some people, or Stallone enthusiasts. Will probably love this movie. I love Stallone, and I love seeing him back as the character. But to me, it didn't feel like Rambo. It felt like, okay, so you know, Liam Neeson, Denzel Washington, like they've all done their Taken movie. Now let's, you know, have Stallone do his Taken movie. Except it's called Rambo. You know, I would have preferred that the last film in the franchise had been something with a little bit more dignity, a little bit more pathos, a little bit more gravitas to it. This is, I don't know. It feels very cheap to me. So I want to hear your rating first, Justin. So why don't you talk about your final thoughts and give your rating, and then I'll get
I see
my
what
rating.
You're trying to do. You don't want to get the same rating as Daddy, so you don't get the belt. No, I mean, like, everything you said, I totally agree with. I'm blinded by the fact that I'm like, were they trying to go in and make this an 80s throwback, or were they just trying to add those elements into a modern Taken ripoff? I don't really know, because the part of me that loves the 80s throwback loves the fact that they went there, but the other half of me wants a good movie with the character of John Rambo shined upon, and like you said, shown dignity and really just written well and given and good things, proper things to do with his last movie.
The character deserved a far better farewell.
Yes, I agree. But Stallone, for the most part, other than phoning in some of his lines, is 100% on point. He's a fucking beast in the movie. He's intimidating as hell. He's scary. Literally what he does physically in the movie is amazing. And all of the action is beautifully done. I was on the edge of my seat, jumping for joy. Dude, you heard me. I couldn't stop getting excited and clapping and like a little kid. But I got to give this my lowest possible recommendation rating. It's going to be a 6 out of 10. I really wish I could give this a 7. I really wish I could call this a good movie. I think the end of it is a good movie, but the first part of this movie is not good. It's boring. It drowned me to sleep almost. I just wanted more from the character. I just wanted a better movie. And like I said earlier on, this could have been the Logan of the Rambo franchise. Unfortunately, it was a miss there. But I think action fans, as you said beautifully earlier, they're gonna love all the gore, the blood, the action at that end. I mean, those booby traps are amazing. What else can I say about it? I'll rewatch this movie just for that. So for me, 6 out of 10, still recommending it.
I'm going to give Rambo Last Blood a 5 out of 10.
Ooh.
Literally just skip the first half of the movie. I guess the best thing I can say about this movie is that it wasn't Rambo versus werewolves.
Which, dude, do you remember that? That was actually rumored. I remember there were rumors when they first announced the movie and they released the first official pick. There was like rumors throughout the film community that he was going to be fighting like something supernatural in the forest.
Well, wasn't there a script that was written about that, or was that just rumors?
I'm totally not sure, but I'd be interested to see if that's the case, if that's something they were thinking about doing. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I didn't mind that he wasn't in the jungle or the forest, but I kind of did miss seeing him in the forest or the jungle. I mean, that's kind of his habitat, you know?
I missed seeing the long hair and the headband.
Dude, 100%. I can't believe I didn't even think of that. I mean, whatever. He's old. He stopped dyeing his hair, so Stallone doesn't give a shit anymore. It's getting thin. I'd rather have him be natural than throwing a fucking wig on, but it would have been cool at the end to have, like, see him getting like cut or something, or really sweaty and just wrap the red headband. It would have been amazing to see that, but oh well, that's why we have all the earlier movies to watch anytime we want. So for me, 6 out of 10, still recommending it. I think for gore hounds such as ourselves, you're still going to enjoy the shit out of that ending. Like I said, you don't see gore like that on the big screen, so I would still recommend seeing it in the theaters. Go support it. Go support Sly. From Loisos, the god of podcasting himself, a 5 out of 10. So that is it for this mini-sode Epic Film Guys review of Rambo Last Blood. We want to know what you thought of the movie. Make sure to comment on the post on Facebook. You can find us literally everywhere. Loisos, where are we on social media?
We are at Epic Film Guys on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to good podcasts, Podbean. Check us out.
Yeah. And if you liked what you heard today, we'd really appreciate it. We'd love you. We would adore you. We would probably come to your house and Loisos would give you a crusty sock that he used himself if you gave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That literally helps us so much in the movie podcasting realm. So please, 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 if you like what you're hearing today or you check out our other Stallone episode, give us a 5-star review. It would mean the world to us. But until next time, I am your host, Justin.
And I'm Loisos.
And we will see you
at the movies.
This episode is brought to you by the Epic Film Guys patrons, our amazing producers and executive producers who pay us to do the show that we love to do. So a huge, huge shout out to Alan Gallerisi, Brandon Frederick, Caleb Brownlee,
Dan Brennick, John DeQuilla, Julio Oliveira,
Justin Winters, Scott LaVar, The Running Man, The Flash, Paul Prezula, and Gerald Morris. And a very special thank you to our top level patrons, our executive producers on the show.
Alan Helton, Chris Yaney, Robert Moreno, our resident kaiju expert,
Bill Sutton, and Destruction in Human Form, Jared Taylor. Thank you all so, so much, and we'll see you
at the movies.